In the headlines, St. Giles Primary is the latest school hit by a teacher sick out. Staff at Wesley Hall Junior School back on the job with renovations to commence tomorrow. Belleplain residents shaken by last night's fatal shooting. An earthquake recorded off Tobago and Tropical Storm Alberto downgraded after claiming lives in Mexico and drenching the US coast. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Classes were back to normal today at Wesley Hall Junior School following sick outs earlier this week as industrial action spread to another primary school, St. Giles. First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, tells Starcom Network News remedial work at Wesley Hall Junior School is to commence tomorrow. And while he awaits a briefing on St. Giles, he knows there have also been issues there. Staff at Wesley Hall were on the job today.
Well, the staff reported for duty today. They said that they will give the ministry the opportunity to start the work that was promised based on the issues that they have at the school. And when they come in on Monday, they will see what is going on from there. They promised some remedial work to the hall and one of the buildings of concern. St. Giles, I know that there were some issues regarding the management of the school and where certain things are being handled at the school. They too had a couple issues in terms of space. The school is a very large school in a very small space, and so I know spacing was an issue.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. When Starcom Network News visited St. Giles this morning, a number of parents said they've been told to collect their children as teachers were on strike. Ministry of Education officials were at the school meeting with the principal, and police officers were also on the compound. Parents vented their frustration over the situation.
When they got Pauline, could see that you're on strike. So I had to leave St. John to come all the way down here for him. No, took a backup. Honestly, it's disturbing because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's the situation. I think that they need to inform the parents because people got word and stuff like that. So I think that there's something that they need to discuss with the parents and let the parents know, because I didn't even see no message or anything come through.
It's just upsetting, especially for a primary school who left their children by themselves. My cousin actually called me and told me what's going on at the school. She was like, she heard that the children running about in past still by themselves and 10. But then when she told me that it was on strike, I just pack up my things and come and get their children.
A last minute, because they were working, I had to just start what we're doing just to come and collect. It's just upsetting, basically.
I just get a call telling me that school is on strike and they can collect child. What's going on? I don't know.
Parents and guardians of students at the St. Giles Primary School. Residents of Belleplain, St. Andrew have been left shaken by last night's fatal shooting. Barbados's 17th homicide for the year so far and the fifth shooting death in the last 2 weeks. The body of 20-year-old Seth Batson of Lanes Road, Britain's Hill, was discovered at the Belleplain playing field just before midnight with gunshot injuries to the upper body. When Starcom Network News visited the area today, a resident spoke of hearing gunshots last night. They requested that we disguise their voice to protect their identity, given the nature of the matter.
I just hear the man. We hear the man say that they see this car with people in it, and they may fill it with the car, not the people. And they say no. They hear pats. When they gone out there, man out there, they went up and ground. They get two shots, and the people didn't care. Drive on right home. They don't dig nothing. They don't trouble the boy or the house.
Another resident termed the development shocking and said such events are unusual for the area.
The least I could say is that these things just happen down here as what the old people say, once in a blue moon. A lot of us this morning wake up with shocking news. So when it comes to that kind of things, we can't speak about this and speak about that, whatever happened, this and that, because 80% of the people down here have actually done gone to sleep already.
Residents of Belle Plaine, St. Andrew. Meantime, police say they have in custody a man who was on their wanted list since April. He was the subject of a wanted man bulletin issued on Wednesday, April 10th, in connection with serious criminal matters. Police say last Saturday he was captured by personnel from the Hastings Worthing Police Station and is currently assisting police with their investigations. Vendors are hopeful of an increase in sales as the T20 Cricket World Cup enters its final stages. Robert Maloney, Roving Communications Officer of the Barbados Association of Vendors, Retailers and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, says the vendors expected higher sales from the event. However, he believes that there will be a surge in business now that the event has reached the Super 8 stage.
It's just moderate traffic. There are not too many tourists within the Bridgetown area within our community. But the vending community is still optimistic, knowing that we have the Super 8 games remaining, as well as the final. And these are the games that really would bring out the crowd. So we are hoping that with these last remaining games within the next week and a half, that we would see a upbeat within the tourist arrival and that we could get a little more patronage within our communities.
Mr. Maloney is optimistic that this summer will be good for vendors due to the increase in tourist arrivals and crop over events.
We know summertime, the crop over season is within the air, so persons would be looking to frequent the Bridgetown area. The Bridgetown market also being held in Bridgetown. So hopefully all of these activities would bring a little more commerce to the city, and that would spin off to a little more activity for the vending community.
Roving Communications Officer of BARVEN, Robert Maloney. Meantime, taxi operators say the park and ride system is off to a slow start, but are optimistic that things will improve as the T20 Cricket World Cup final approaches. Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, AOPT, AOPT, that's Roy Raphael, says operators are receiving some business from the event, but he believes there's a need for improvements. He's again calling for an assigned parking space for taxis at Kensington Oval and at major cropover events.
That is one of the challenges that we would have had over time when they have any event at Kensington. I believe after the ICC World Cup is completed, we will have to do an analysis of the whole area. We know that cropover is coming. We anticipated that we will also get some issues with our taxi operators coming to the Grand Kaduma and the finals. So we are again appealing to the National Culture Foundation to include us in talks as we did to parking at all of the events of the NCF, of the National Culture Foundation events, are a challenge to us.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. A 3.8 magnitude earthquake was reported near the island of Tobago this morning, according to the UWI Seismic Research Center in Trinidad. The quake occurred at 6:48 this morning, 80 kilometers northeast of Scarborough, and 178 kilometers south-southwest of Bridgetown. Alberto, the first named tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, was downgraded to a tropical depression this morning after bringing heavy rains and flooding to parts of Mexico and Texas. At least three deaths have been blamed on the storm, which made landfall over Mexico earlier today. Top story, St. Giles Primary is the latest school hit by a teacher's sick out, and staff at Wesley Hall Junior School back on the job with renovations to commence tomorrow. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.